the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
And welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. I am the coach, Rob Lotito. Good day to you, sir. Dr. David Berman, our host, of course.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. We're continuing our program, part two of this wacky world that we lived in, the establishment of a state church. Doctor's position on this in part one was about taking the state-run churches that we don't want, and our country's moving towards state church, the government, and we used some passionate words to describe that in part one. We're going to continue now in this part two program, Pastor, and we think about the First Amendment that we talked about. We're going to talk a little bit about the 14th Amendment now. You know, what? Just this whole thing of love, and can we all just get along and be happy, and, you know, why can't we just be friends, Pastor? You know? Why, you know? Right. This old tune from the 70s just giving us another clip moment here. You know, and it's not about the love of one another that we're trying to, most definitely, you know, confuse ourselves over. We're talking about the love in general that is being promoted as just debaucherous lifestyles. And the 14th Amendment, Pastor, is where the Supreme Court justice justified this equal opportunity here being brought up to we talked about this in part one of this program, their color of a person's skin being equal to the lifestyle of somebody else. Let's start there again and just give a little bit point on that.
Yeah, well, the idea that I have to love you under the code of law is actually not an idea of America at all. In fact, nobody has to right to force anybody to love me or like me.
Right.
If you want to even hate me, I defend your right to your feelings. You can't act out on that in doing anything to violate my constitutional rights or hurt my person or my property.
Right.
But I don't believe the nation was ever founded by thought police who tell you how you're supposed to think. So if you don't like me because I'm a Christian, that's up to you. But I think the redefinition of love is a real problem in our country right now. The idea that agree with everything, accept everything, otherwise you're a hater. And let me give the little, you know, sort of exemption to that. You don't have to agree with Christians or love them, but you have to agree with everybody else and love them. And love is defined by accepting anything they do and never saying anything they do is wrong, unless what they do is against what the progressives say. So the country was never founded on the idea that you have to agree with everybody. And in fact, it was quite a bunch of disagreement from the beginning of this nation. That's why we have a process, a representative republic, and a process under principles whereby we govern the nation. All that's been thrown out now, and instead of having the nation governed by the principles of the founding, we now have, I think, a very clear state-run religion called progressivism, in which they're going to tell you you have to do and accept whatever they tell you. And if you don't, they're going to use the power of the state against you. Recently, we know the IRS has been used against conservative organizations. There's no question about that. There's been an amazing, terrible cover-up of that. It hasn't even been a good cover-up. Nothing's going to happen to these people because they're part of the government cabal. But we know that they use the power of government against us. As we've mentioned before, we have bakers being sued. We've had florists being sued because they do not want to partake in a so-called same-sex marriage. A religious, they're being forced to support a religious event.
Is that kind of like what the king did to the colonies 230-something years ago, 250 years ago?
Yeah, you do what we tell you. And if you don't do what we tell you, you're not a loyal subject. And if you're not a loyal subject, then there's penalty by the state. That is despotic rule. And so I would never tell somebody they have to cater my Christian wedding. If they don't want to cater it, don't cater. I'll get somebody who wants to do it. By the way, I believe in the free market. And I'm sure that there are plenty of people that want to cater any kind of wedding, sell you any kind of flowers, bake any kind of cake. But you can't force me to do it. And I'll say this again. As a minister of the gospel, there's no question in my mind that over the next number of years, there's going to be test cases coming against pastors who refuse to give in to the pressure politically and socially, and eventually the pressure under law. There's going to become persecution. And the persecution always takes effect first by marginalizing people and then persecuting them economically. So we've already had Christians marginalized in this country. Mm-hmm. And then now we have economic persecution coming where they say, okay, for instance, we've mentioned a number of times, I want to do it again, the couple that was fined over $130,000 for not baking a cake, that is economic persecution. And then the next after that will be physical persecution, and it will come. It will come. And if you're a Christian and you're listening right now, and you say, oh, no, that's not going to happen or can't happen here, your head is in the sand. You better wake up. You better smell the truth. Because they are coming to get you, my friends. Believe me, I'm not an alarmist. I'm telling you the way it is. This is what history teaches us. And I, for one, as a Christian pastor, will not submit to tyranny. I will not do it.
Well, we agree with you, Pastor. You're listening to Smell the Truth Radio here. When we look at the Word of God, Pastor, and in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, "But I know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lover of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents." Do you believe we're living in this time, Pastor? And I know there have been many people over the years, and obviously Paul and Timothy write about this here. We're in this time.
Well, let's talk about that. Here's the thing. One argument might be, well, look, we've always had bad times where you've had people behave in these ways. Mm-hmm. And the answer to that, yes, we have. But here's something different about now. And that is there is a global movement, All of Europe has been taken over by progressives and Marxist-leaning people. You've got America being taken over by progressives and Marxist-leaning people. The idea of just absolute hedonistic behavior is being lifted up as normal now in all of Europe. Even Ireland, a almost entirely Roman Catholic nation, has voted in favor of same-sex marriage. This is a global movement against the things of God, and the Western society is crumbling because Western society has turned its back on God. And so with the scripture you just read, I think a reasonable argument can be made that, yes, we're actually living in the times in which that scripture is being fulfilled on this massive level. Because it's not just, you know, that you had isolated instances of this or countries of this. You've got global news media that's pushing this stuff. You've got governments that are pushing this stuff. You've got these conglomerations of governments. You've got the European Union. You've got this whole idea that everybody has to live under this kind of completely immoral leaning governments and culture. And those of us who are Christians are being marginalized to the point. Look at, for instance, how many Christians are being murdered, slaughtered around the world by ISIS, by these Muslim terrorists, and there's hardly a burp that happens from this government. They don't care. They don't care at all. Mm. They don't give any concern for the millions of people are being displaced and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people are being injured and this kind of thing that's happening. And they don't care because Christians have been marginalized in Western culture. And so I think we're living in that time for sure.
And the morality issue of removing Christian Judeo ethics and morals is out the window right now. And we're being told that our morals are hate speech, and it's and I agree with you. I think we live in a time of that. Pastor, how do we stand up now as a church a little bit here? Some of the things you're doing, maybe in your personal walk, you're telling other pastors we need to wake up and preach the truth. How does a Christian man or woman today discern the difference between the apostate church and the born again believing church?
Yeah,
How do we do that?
Well, the problem is apostasy for sure, and the way you can tell apostasy is just simply read your Bible and learn what the Bible says and see what these churches are saying. And if they're in favor of gay marriage, that's apostasy because it's absolutely unscriptural. There's no way around that. Mm-hmm. We're living in a time in which, yes, every institution has been infiltrated, including so-called Christian churches. But I believe a line has been drawn in the sand, and that line in the sand is going to separate the wheat from the tare. You're going to either follow Jesus or you're going to follow the world. And I think that's very clear. And we will see many people who call themselves Christians begin to accept gay marriage and accept all kinds of behaviors as being perfectly fine and trying to twist the scriptures to somehow squeeze out of the scriptures and they're twisting some support for this type of behavior. The problem for us as Christians is in America, we haven't really been persecuted like you have around the world. I want to bring you to something. I was preaching on Sunday morning and I brought up Tacitus, an historian from about 120 AD, somewhere around there, in which he recorded what was being said about the Christians. And this is what was being said about the Christians. The Christians are haters of all mankind. Haters. They said that in Rome. They called the Christians haters because the Christians would not give in and support the type of debaucherous lifestyle that Rome was in. And they stayed away from it and spoke against it. And so they called them what? Haters. Hmm. History repeats itself. In America today, we are called what?
Haters.
Haters.
Yeah.
Because we say we're not going to say what you're doing is okay. And evil forces you to agree with it or else.
Well, Pastor, we're going to hold it right there for another quick break. You are listening to Smell the Truth Radio. Go to smellthetruth.com for more of Pastor's articles and books. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Smell Truth. You can go to Smell the Truth on Facebook as well and follow us there for things that are going on an ongoing basis. Pastor, we're going to stand with you. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk a little bit more about what some pastors should be doing and what else we could be doing as church members of the body of Jesus Christ.
Smell the Truth.
We are living in troubled times for young people. With a 35% out-of-wedlock birth rate for whites, 52% for Hispanics, and an even higher rate of 72% for African Americans, there is certainly a fatherless crisis in America. Statistics show incarceration rates for young men who grow up in homes without fathers are twice as likely to end up in jail as those who come from traditional two-parent families. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Children with fatherless homes are 15 times more likely to have behavioral disorders. Girls are 7 times more likely to become teenage mothers. Isn't it time to go back to the founding principles of this once great nation? Isn't it time to stop kicking against God's obvious wisdom found in the Bible and raise families as God intended? The evidence is overwhelming. Fatherlessness is destroying our nation. Come back to the Bible. Find a Bible-preaching, believing church. Come back to what works. It's time for men to be responsible and to lead their families to Jesus. This message is brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Ah, today's liberal logic moment. This liberal logic moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Today's liberal logic moment, Dr. Berman, is an issue of law of the land. President Obama's law on health care is 3 years old, and it was made in the comparison the other day that it's the law of the land for 3 years, don't change it.
Yes, the law of the land. And we know that the president himself is such a stalwart at protecting the traditional laws of the land. He says that the so-called Affordable Care Act, which is a joke because it's not affordable, nor is it care. It's Obamacare disaster. It's a tsunami against freedom Don't get me going on that. Let me try to control myself here.
Let's not go too crazy on liberal logic because there's a lot there, but let's concentrate on the law of the land. Right. Don't change it.
All right, the law of the land. Don't change it. And here we have a president who is going against the precedent and the Constitution, which has been the law of the land for over 220 years. And particularly, he doesn't like the Second Amendment much, does he? He wants to limit and infringe upon the Second Amendment, which has been the law of the land since the founding of the nation. But as we know, just before he was elected, he said, we are very close to fundamentally changing America. And you got to give the guy one thing. He has done exactly what he has set out to do. President Obama is probably one of the most successful presidents that we've ever had from this standpoint, from getting his agenda passed. His agenda is not successful. It is a destruction of this nation. But he has been successful in moving this country towards tyranny. It is really amazing that this guy talks about the law of the land, you know, Obamacare, and when he thwarts every other law of the land that's been here for over 220 years.
Another liberal logic moment, and this is the logic. We want to tell you what to do, but please don't tell us what to do.
Smell the truth. .com.
All right, back with you here. You're listening to Smell the Truth Radio. Coach with you, Rob Lotito, as our host, Dr. David Berman, has been teaching us here and educating us in the recent Supreme Court ruling that has come down. He believes that the country is moving towards the establishment of a state church. We just talked about in Timothy the apostate church that we're seeing unfold before us. You know, where in the Word of God, Pastor, does it talk about more of this and God's position? What is God's position on this, you know?
Well, I think it's a great passage of Scripture to go to, which would be Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And this is what it says. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Listen to this part. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now, as you read that passage, you just have to really sort of think about what's happening today. Why do the heathen rage? There is an amazing raging that's going on. They're noisemakers, the heathen. They're noisemakers. They make all kinds of noise. And that's exactly actually what is meant by rage. It's tumultuous behavior. Mm. And the people imagine a vain thing. In other words, the people ponder these things that are worthless. And the kings of the earth set themselves against God and his anointed. So they conspire to eliminate the Father and his anointed Son, along with God's messengers. And then the particular passage I think that is amazing is verse when it says in the fourth sort of part of this, mm-hmm. Let us break their bands asunder. Let us tear off the restraint, you see. They're saying, let us break their bands. In other words, any effect that these men of God and that God has, that the Son of God has, the Word of God has, is let us tear that away. Let us break it asunder. Let's throw it away. Let us absolutely not have any connection to that and have that restrain us in any way. Let us cast off their cords. Let us throw that away, which is of God. It intertwines with our will. Let's get rid of it. And that is what's happening in this country and in the entire Western civilization. And what is God's response to it? Here is his response. He says this. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. In other words, no matter how much power this government thinks it has, the civilization thinks it has, the kings of the earth, the armaments, whatever they have, God sits in heaven and he laughs. It's a joke. Compared to the power of God. And one of the problems that we have in America is that everybody thinks of God as being love and love defined as humans define it.
Right.
God is not only love, he is also a God of judgment and justice. And he is going to bring judgment and justice upon any nation that kills 56 million of their children.
Yes.
Lifts up marriage, which God instituted to represent Christ in the church, lifts it up in a mockery and lights up the White House in rainbow colors, stealing the covenant message of that God made, saying that he would never destroy the world again by flood, and mocks God.
Right.
And God sits in the heavens, it says, and he laughs. The Lord shall have them in derision, and they, and then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex him in his sore displeasure. So God is going to bring judgment upon this world. And he's definitely going to bring judgment upon America. You better believe it. And it's already starting.
Now, Pastor, some people would, you know, well, you believe that, you know, you believe that, that God says that. You know, the believer believes that. The unbeliever out there, Pastor, how does the unbeliever out there connect to this? You know, they don't, how's a Christian, are we taking that stand? We stand by the word of God, obviously, but could you share a little bit to that heart of that person who's saying, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but how does that connect for me? You know,
well, here's the bottom line. Whether you believe or not, it's kind of like gravity.
Right.
You know, walking on a building and I say to you, hey, coach, don't step off the building because of this thing called gravity. And you say, well, you know, Pastor, I don't really believe in that. And I say, well, you better listen to me. Well, I don't believe in that. And you step off and guess what happens to you? You fall down, you go splat.
Right.
I mean, it's over for you whether you believed it or not. And the fact of the matter is that the government and this country is already beginning to see the judgment. And we have always seen this happen throughout history, that when a nation, the first judgments come in economic judgments. This country is over $18 trillion in debt. We have at least $100 trillion up to maybe $200 trillion in unfunded future mandates. The government is living on a house of cards. Economic problems. We have the lowest job participation rate that we have had in years and years and years. And we are coming into a very tumultuous time in which and we're losing our liberties. This is all part of the judgment of God, where God has taken his hand off this nation saying, okay, you want to go this way? For God gave them up and over to their own ways. And we are seeing this judgment happen. So if you're an unbeliever, you better get right with Jesus, not because of your money, but because you're going to go to heaven. And if you choose to reject the Savior who died on the cross and rose again to pay for your sin, then you will go to a place called hellfire of eternal damnation separate from God. And it's not because God is unloving. It's because you have rejected the love of God that he sent through his son Jesus, who died on the cross to pay for your sin. And if you reject salvation, that's on you. It's not on God.
And you're passionate about this. You listen to Smell the Truth Radio, the doctor and pastor, David Berman, sharing his heart here to this, and Pastor, it is the passion of your heart to see people get saved, and sometimes it's a harsh conversation to that, and to watch people come to Christ, and to watch Christians do what's right. What's the position your church is going to take when it comes to marriage license? What's, you know, our government's going to say, well, Pastor, you perform marriages, you're going to have to perform all marriages. We're going to see that day where people are going to go to jail, Pastor, for not being obedient to this. And, you know, so where does Pastor Dave Berman, we know where you stand, but what are the actions that you will and will not do during this time period of our country?
I just simply will not submit to anything I'm told to do that is unbiblical. That's it. Case closed. If they want to find me, they can find me. If they want to illegally take away the tax-exempt status, they can do that. If they want to malign me, they can do that. If they want to arrest me, they can do that. But I will not lament. I will not submit. I will not capitulate in any way, shape, manner, or form. Will not do it. And if the pastors in this country would stand up and have guts, it'd be really helpful at this particular time which we're living in, where we have most pastors who are not willing to stand up and have guts and speak out on these issues. They're timid, they're afraid, and they have allowed the enemy, to define the argument. And so they go, oh, well, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. Listen, here's the fact of the matter is, anytime you preach the Bible, you're going to hurt people's feelings.
Sure.
Let me confess to you that when I preach on Sunday mornings, sometimes I'm hurting my own feelings. Because I don't always measure up to the things of God. That's why I need a Savior.
Amen.
But the bottom line is, we're not called as pastors, as preachers, to tickle the ears. The Bible says that in the last days they will bring into themselves teachers having itching ears. They will want them to tickle their ears and tell them, yes, your gay marriage is good. Yes, it's okay. Yes, you should worship the environment. Yes, the government is, you should have the government be daddy. You should, all these things they want to hear. No. I refuse to submit, and I'm calling on every Christian in the sound of my voice, every Christian, whether you're a pastor or deacon, just a person in church, whoever you may be, stand up for righteousness and realize you will be persecuted for it.
Well, persecution's coming to us in America, and we're watching it unfold before us as a nation right now. I agree with your statement, Pastor, and obviously I'm going to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, and that is the purpose of Smell the Truth Radio, smellthetruth.com. Pastor, we're getting ready to close up here. It was an interesting conversation. For more information on the establishment of a state church, you can go to smellthetruth.com, read the article in more detail. There are scripture references, and not just this only article, Pastor. There's many years of articles that you've been beating this drum now for almost 30 years that you're in the pulpit doing this. People can find you there. Give them a little bit more detail, Pastor, on how to get in touch with you and find you.
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me, drdave@clfchurch.com. That's D-R-D-A-V-E at clfchurch.com. You can go to our website, smellthetruth.com. You can, if you want me to come speak somewhere, a speaking engagement, you can contact me through the Smell the Truth website
yep.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have years and years of archived articles on there. And it's very interesting. As you go back and read many of these articles from the past, the things that I said were going to come to pass have come
right.
to pass. And it's not because I'm calling myself a prophet, but rather just looking at history,
sure.
being a student of history, and watching what is happening, I can predict to you things that are going to happen in the future from a natural standpoint. Just use your brain that God gave you. Can you not see what's coming?
Yeah.
Come on. Your eyes have been blinded. Your mind has been taken over by the forces of hell. Wake up. Smell the truth, man, because you're going to have to engage the enemy of your mind.
Yeah, Pastor, and that is the absolute truth. As he said, Pastor Dave is available. Go to smellthetruth.com right now, or you can follow us at Smell Truth on Twitter, Smell the Truth on Facebook. This is Smell the Truth Radio. You've been listening to a two-part series of Establishment of a State Church. We believe that the government is creating a new church in our world. In our nation, and they're collaborating on that. For Pastor David Berman, this is the coach saying, please go to smellthetruth.com and learn a little bit more on how to stand up for the Word of God and be a patriot and a Christian that God has called you to be. God bless you and take care.
SmellTheTruth.com.